Hi guys, it's the Hi Guys Podcast. We back again. It's your boy, that worm guy. Hi Guys Podcast, back with another one. We got a good topic that we're going to discuss tonight. Came up because we saw some video online that was going around from some lady who posted on TikTok. I'm terrible with this whole social media shit, so you'll excuse me for not knowing the whole if, ands, or whats about it. I don't know her hashtag or her name or whatever, but she had posted something about child support and how she took her man off of, or rather her baby daddy off of child support and like kind of helped him so that they could be better co-parents together. So we're going to talk about kind of parenting and child support and all that. And that's going to be the main topic for tonight. But we do got an icebreaker, as we typically do. We got a question that we're going to kind of jump into to discuss. This kind of icebreaker is going to be talking about the sports world that's going on right now in the swimming world specifically, where there's a trans woman just recently who's been breaking a lot of records. But to now move on to the normal questions we had, the icebreaker we're going to start off with. In the news lately, Leah Thomas, who just recently transitioned from male to female, has started competing in women's swimming and has started to break records and has started to win a lot of competitions. There's a lot of female athletes who are complaining, saying that this is unfair. There's a lot of female athletes who are also feeling like, you know, how do they compete? We at the High Guys, we thought we kind of discuss it because we're some sports aficionados over here, so to speak, you guys. We got some track athletes, some football professionals. And we kind of know just not even just sports in general, but kind of, you know, what it takes to have that kind of mentality. So we can discuss that part of it. So I'm just open up the question, open up the talk for you guys to talk about it. I know Rado was the one who posed the question. So he'll respond last, but just to pose it now, how do you guys think, or what do you guys think about trans people being in sports and what that means now for this athlete, Leah Thomas, who was once a male swimmer and is now a female swimmer?
I think it's unfair. I don't care how long, you know, say this person decided to want to make a transition from male to female. Say that person is, I don't know, 20 years old, right? Prior to becoming Leah Thomas, had the advantage of having testosterone for X amount of years up until that point. And clearly, there's a clear advantage for this person, and when competing against female counterparts, stronger, you know, has just the overall more muscles to just move a lot quicker than the other people. So it's like, well, just what was the ranking? Like, she the 460 something on the male side, and then the bottom, mm-hmm. now a champion.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy
on the female side. That's and this crazy. Is the thing. The crazy thing is, this is not the first time I heard about this. Like in even in MMA, man. Like, that's crazy.
That's out of pocket.
I watched that fight, and this is a world class female fighter, right?
Yeah, but I watched it too.
And going up against this person who decided to just, you know, I'm going to become female and fight against other females. again, same concept. Had all those years of getting that natural testosterone, muscle mass, all that stuff, power, speed, all that stuff, and going against a woman and beat her ass, like beat her fucking ass. And I'll say this, she was getting some good shots in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a testament to her skill, though. You know what I mean? To be able to hang in there with the biological difference between men and women.
Yes.
Bro,
she didn't get knocked out either.
I got all respect for her, bro. You know what I'm saying? Going there with a nigga, man. It's just,
but nobody else will though, because you took an L.
Yeah.
You lost.
Yeah.
I don't like losing. Yeah. That ain't gonna say. You lost to somebody that was naturally bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That was naturally more body dense, body mass, bone matter, all of that is different.
Yeah, all that shit, all that testosterone,
factor.
It's a suppression. Nigga, there is no amount that they can suppress, nigga, overcome larger, bigger hands, bigger feet. You know what I'm saying? All that. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a newly transitioned person, bro. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, it's wild to me, bro. You
know my thing saying? Is this, is like, I feel, especially in combat sports, somebody gonna have to die.
For them niggas to realize what's going on.
Yeah. And my thing is this, though, is like, this isn't the first time a scenario like this has come around. You know, like, think back when early days of football, before they kept improving the equipment. You know, I'm pretty sure niggas getting seriously injured and dying, you know, left and right. So then that was when it was like, okay, we need to improve this fucking equipment so people won't die, and improve the rules, like you can only hit a person a certain way or some shit like that. Yeah. So, but my thing is this, like, since we know this is going to end up happening at some point in the near future.
They need to do this shit ASAP.
That's what I'm saying. Why we got to wait till then?
There's too many females missing out on opportunity.
Exactly.
This is people trying to make it to college and feed their family.
Right. Yeah.
Motherfucker out here taking my moment, taking my trophies. You know what I'm saying? That I could possibly be winning.
Yeah.
Crazy part is, like we keep saying, ain't none of these trans are kids. They was already adults when they decided. But no matter how much shots you're getting, you injecting yourself with, you still got enough. It's only decreasing this shit.
That's little by little.
Like, dude, you already had enough stored up. You got enough testosterone stored up to last you until your 40s. If you're in your mid 20s, that's when the shit really kicks in. You know how much you producing at that time? You hit your peak. As a man, that's your peak.
You still gotta go get treatments to suppress that shit.
But it ain't gonna happen because you in your mid-20s, everybody knows your mid-20s is when you do start peaking.
There's nothing you can do about your body.
No matter medicine, no matter shots, none of that is gonna work. Like, it's gonna work, but it ain't gonna work to the effect where you gonna feel it. No, you still gonna have everything built up.
Yeah, if you're gonna look at Leah Thomas' picture, you can see the physique on her ass. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that looked like Leroy. You know what I'm saying? Not Leah. I mean, no disrespect, but
there's nothing you can do about body mass. As you growing as a male originally, your body grows a different type of way. And then even if you start to introduce stuff that'll change your body in certain ways, there's nothing you can do about changing the way that now your maturity has now made your fucking shoulders wider.
Yeah, you can swim better.
Your chest is bigger. Your lungs are larger.
Everything
about you is accustomed to the body of a man. So now you can't trick your male body racing against females who, there might be a few chicks out there who are 6'1", might be comparable to that.
224?
That's
230?
Not 230.
230?
There's still not a physique that's the same, right? There's
6'1", 230.
As a woman, that's kind of match that. And
that's
even
a lot
then,
of muscle.
The type of bigness a woman has is more body fat than muscle.
Yeah.
Because she'll be big, but
did you say
she won't have
woman's ass?
I'm talking about no. She
did won't I hear that?
Have as much muscle, nigga. You talking about
no, I swear I thought you said body ass. My bad.
There's a good thing about ass.
Got you. My bad.
Now, there's another athlete who has kind of a similar type of let's say stigma, so to speak, who's kind of facing a lot of controversy because of almost a similar case, a caster, let me see if I'm pronouncing it right, Semenya, if I'm pronouncing that, Caster Semenya, who is a female track athlete who runs the 800, but she's defending her womanhood because she looks like a dude. I'm not gonna mix words or anything. I'm not trying to be offensive. But and the reason she's trying to defend her womanhood is because she has a male looking body. She's kind of built like a male. She's got like biceps and shit. She's kind of cocked up. She's got like cornrows, dark skin, black chick, but she's got like features that are more handsome than feminine. So because of that, they've tested her for like testosterone. They test her to like
they shouldn't be worried about it. If they let everybody else get it,
women parts.
They shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, but now they're talking about because of her, like her breaking records. They're like, is it legit her breaking records? And then thinking about how we're talking about somebody like Leah Thompson, that would be like me going like, I wouldn't like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm bad at the hurdles, but I wasn't like, you know, top athlete in the men's hurdles. It was very, you know, hard to be the best. But if I came out running my times in the female hurdles,
you dominate.
If
you win
I transition,
it.
Yeah, I'd be dominating right now. I'd be
that's right now. A 37-year-old man, right now,
exactly.
Go dominate the Olympics. So yes, if you want to, I'm with you. So we can go break some records.
And that in that regard, it starts to become like a what? Where do trans people fit in to these sports realms? Because even on the flipping of that, let's say Leah Thomas is, like you said, Daryl, a Luther Thomas, who was first a female who transitioned to a male, and now she's trying to compete.
He's trying
in
to
the male sport. Or, yeah, Leroy. Leroy's trying to compete in the male's sports.
You still going to be at the bottom.
Was still, like, has the female body now trying to be reintroducing testosterone to kind of be like a male, but yeah, you're not gonna have the same kind of competing physique.
No, you're not.
A guy will.
I'm not gonna match no guy. You're gonna be at the bottom.
Right.
They're gonna blaze your ass.
You're gonna be at the bottom and if you gotta fight
as because that's gonna give a motherfucker more motivation. I'm not about to let this blade. I'm not about to I can't say what I want to say. I'm not about to let this person beat me. I'm about to blaze her, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. You not want to be that person to lose. So they going to be on
date. You ain't going to be to compete. Yep. That's why you have not seen no cases where a trans male is competing with males. Yep. You ain't never seen it. Yep. They ain't breaking no records.
Yep.
They ain't lifting no better. They ain't fighting no better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then they know it's a disadvantage. So how the hell you... It's not a this. It should be a disadvantage on the flip side of it.
So right. So then should he then have to now go back to compete in female sports because he used to be a female and has a female body? Should he now be in the UFC as a transitioned male who's fighting against a female?
Yep.
Got a beard. Like Leroy Thomas.
Beat the shit out of them bitches.
I got testosterone shot.
That's the same thing that other somebody's doing, though.
He about to beat the shit out of them boss.
That's what the flip side is doing.
We about to be watching real life abuse on pay per view, nigga. We beat this bitch ass.
Oh my god! Look at the elbows. Look at the elbows.
It should happen.
Slinking off the temple. The temples. Oh my god!
That rocked her.
We gotta throw in the white flag. This is getting bad.
Hey, it's gonna be the next Mike Tyson.
Man. Right. For real. Right.
That's how they should feel on the other side. It should feel the same. Because
said,
I got
Darby. Nigga said dominate. My man. Oh shit.
Because I wouldn't want to see my daughters getting their face.
Oh no. I'll be that nigga. I'll be right at the gate with the strap, nigga. Like, I'm about to Will Smith that nigga. That's what I'm about to be. Shit.
Look, I'm gonna put it like this. I kind of succinct. This kind of might sound a little controversial, but this may be the possibly only solution is this type of future that we may have. Trans people who transition may end up having to have their own separate, like.
Nah, you don't say separate. Names. You just had
genderless league.
They just had a division or
their own division. So you're right, not separate, but like.
But how do we divide women and men and men?
It would
women?
It would just kind of be like if you've transitioned from woman to male. Just,
I got you.
They'd compete against each other. Male to female, they'd compete against each other. Yeah. That's the only way to make it fair, because in any other case, there's always going to be the argument of what else are you, the drug testing also on top of that. Let's say they don't have a big body, they transition to female, look like a female, small bodied and everything, but they still have to take so many other like hormone changing drugs that it could also then change, like, you know, your performance. So
yeah, it could give you a boost, a little advantage.
Right. So to think about that too, and what that can do to sports may have to then become a realm where they have their own, division or something. Because otherwise,
I think so. Because like, nobody have a problem with it. Like,
right.
Go ahead, compete. Like, I'm all for it. But if my daughters say they was running track and I'm thinking, you know, they got a record or they doing something, and then you got a trans woman coming over and blowing them out the waters, and I'm banking on these scholarships, and I got somebody else coming over and taking the scholarship. Yeah. It was like, what the hell? Like these girls been trying their whole life for this. This was their goal. This was their moment to shine in their division where they supposed to be at, and they ain't shining. And then they didn't try their best. They all, and they like, man, can't nobody beat it.
Because your big ass want to come over here. Use all your muscles. Shit. And get the fuck out of here, man. Take your goddamn suppressor somewhere else. The fuck is you going? What the fuck is going on? Nigga, I ought to see that shit at check-in. All right, let me get your weight. This motherfucker would have carried 6'1", 240. Bitch, get your ass out of here. I'm not doing this shit.
Damn. Skinny and muscular.
That's fucking crazy. What is it?
Like, that's unfair. It's
220, 230, something. Okay. Same shit.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to change the subject before you change it,
since we're in sports. Fuck, man. How do you feel about
that bullshit
coaching men's?
Oh, okay.
Because it's the same guidelines. So what's your take on that?
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm going to say that I think that, honestly, it's sadly to say how I feel about it, what I believe is that women trying to coach men isn't as effective, because at some degree, most men will still look at you, even if they respect you, they'll still only look at you like your mom, you know? And the way you look at kind of like a mom is still like, you know, it's cool, but like things aren't that strict, you know?
Yeah, so, you ain't gonna talk too much.
Right. So, like, you know, if you go into the coach's office and it's the coaches, the head coach is a dude, you're going to be probably feeling a little bit more tense of like what's going to happen. You go into the coach's office and it's a chick. Like, the only way I could even picture it is like, you know, she got a ponytail or some shit. She's sitting in her chair. She's got her arms folded and like she's like trying to be serious or whatever. Like, I don't even think that. And it's not even a slight to women. It's just more of like a sense of there's no imposing kind of nature that comes from just you on your own. The authority that you have as the coach is imposing. You could fire me at any minute, but just you yourself. I'm like, think about it. Think about like a coach.
I get what you said.
You fucked up the play, and a coach just running on the field going like, what the fuck was that? Grabbing you and being like, I told you what the play was, get it right, and then pushing you or some shit. Think about some bitch coming up on the field. What was that? What were you doing? You thought you were running it right? Run the fucking play. And they're like shaking you and some shit.
Hey, think the about culture would be if you don't move, you don't budge, if you try to shake it, you don't shake.
Right. If, but, yeah.
What? Don't sit down, coach.
So I'm gonna say, like the only way a female coach is gonna get any kind of respect, the type of female coach that like almost even comes off like a dude, like she's got like a deep voice, she talks with that gruff kind of voice, and like has like she's always, you always see her in sweatpants or some shit and a hoodie, and like she tries to look as big as she can look as she can and shit. And then ain't even caring about like the way her hair looked and shit. and then also what ends up happening too is she might be gay. And that's the only way there too, because then she's also like, well, I can also kind of understand what guys go through.
That don't even work either though, because
that way. But that's what I'm saying, that's the only way.
No, nothing. It holds no water. I don't give a damn how butch you is. I'm still not going to talk to you about nothing, and I'm still going to think you're late.
I'm butch. You still can get this dick, bitch. Get your butch ass up on this counter.
I ain't gonna come to her and be like, yo, coach, how do I get these cuts right? How do I get these?
Yeah, because like I'm gonna take it as you don't know.
Yes.
You ain't never played in the league.
Slap these hard ass bitch.
Now you can't.
Hey, you can't even. The dude can't even. You know how the coach slap you on the back behind or something, nigga.
Yeah, she can't do that shit. That's a rap.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You're like, hold on, bitch. Don't be touching my ass.
And the crazy part is, so like how does this shit work? Like, cause you know they got a lot of women is trying to coach in the NFL and everything.
You
in the locker room with dudes.
Hella dicks around you and shit.
They talk about dude stuff. Like, you walking into some shit. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, this shit come up because it's niggas. Like, no matter what.
Everybody got to shut up.
Yeah, like, man, don't nobody want to do that shit. Like, niggas want to be free. Like, niggas don't want to be peeking around the corner like they mama is coming into the office. That's how niggas looking at the shit. Like, you
especially
a real dude.
Especially if the coach look good. You come, they probably talking about your ass in the locker room.
Everybody gonna think,
and then if the coach is attractive in any way, bro, everybody, like the sad part is all the niggas on the team is thinking like, bro, I'm trying to hit, bro. You going to coach's office today? Oh, you must be trying to hit then. Okay. Oh, yeah.
No matter what. Ain't nothing like wrong with the shit, because that's how niggas think. Like,
yeah, it's how
harassment. No, that's how niggas think. As a woman, you shouldn't want to put yourself in that shit. Like, I don't know who want to do this shit. Like, dude,
it's a natural instinct. This ain't even on no sex. It's not even on no sexist shit.
No, yeah, it's just
natural shit.
Yeah, you know it's ass.
Yeah, you're like,
now I'm gonna try to
coach Barrymore looking like thick to the motherfucker.
Just like day, even like Ribbon kind of make fun of her. Because in the same way, like, to make a comparison, so we can, like, be representative of, like...
Hey, Tyrone, go slap her on the ass.
What I'm trying to say is, what be comparable to that is, like, that's the kind of ribbon that, like, say, for instance, if, like, to make it comparable, like, if a short coach came on who didn't play football or some shit, he came on and he looked like he was a square. Niggas was starting to clown on him and talking shit. No respect.
No,
and, until he proved himself. If a hot coach came on to the team and she's like, she's the new head coach, niggas is gonna try to be on some like, oh, show them titties, bullshit, and then fucking around.
It's like, no matter what, because you a nigga, you're like, you a dude.
Right. And be thinking nothing of it. And as soon as she turned it into a, it's a rape case,
then that's her fault. Like, she put herself in that predicament. Don't be trying to be a boys coach.
The coach just fired me, bro, because I said, bro, you remember I was joking. And I said, bro, her titties was clean. Like,
juicy as a motherfucker.
Her titties was looking juicy as hell, bro.
36E, nigga.
Bro, she kicked me off the team, bro. Yeah, bro.
That fucked up, Bill, but she shouldn't have been there.
But yeah, because
guys
it's the type of environment that not too many women are prepared for, one. And then, two, the type of respect that you got to earn to be there. It's like I said, you got
no respect as a woman in no man's locker room because you can't be a dude. So you're not respecting it because you can't be yourself.
So, okay. So now to like kind of expand the conversation, let's take it on the other end. Do you think because I still believe that like a male coach is like a better coach, even like now to flip it on the female side, do you still believe that a female's team is still better coached by a male coach? I'm going to say personally, I do believe that a male coach is still going to be better. I won't say that like that they should also deal with a coach who's possibly sexually harassing these bitches, because that's what ends up fucking being talked about a lot in the media and shit. But I'm talking about like a legit, like about his business coach who's like coaching a female sport, do you feel like he's better than a female coach who's like even played that sport?
No, because how he gonna handle, because you got women's, they get their period. You got a team full of them. You're not equipped to handle that. So how are you a better coach? I don't give a damn what the hell you could teach him. That's part of the coaching. Like, as you said, as dudes, you look for the male coach as a father figure. Women do the same shit. Like, what if some shit happened at a game and one get their period? What the hell he going to do? Nice. How he going to fix that shit? That's part of the coaching part. As a woman, because she know how to handle that shit, get her back in the game and ready to go. If a nigga know how to handle that shit, then they can look at that coach as been a pedophile or something, because he shouldn't know nothing about that shit.
You don't got your pads.
He should have zero knowledge.
Got some poise.
Women
poise in my bag over there. Go ahead, grab some. That nigga start naming out brands. I'm about to fuck with them over. What size pussy you wear? Oh, I got a large. Nigga, like niggas don't know what the
fuck. I got a large, extra large, and small.
And look at that shit sound. A woman goes, welcome to teach your son. He's like, hey, coach, this cup don't fit. Oh, let me see. Open your leg up. Oh, yeah, you like a large. You like a large.
Shit's cold, man.
No, you're right.
Nigga sports.
You're right.
Ladies need to go lady sports.
Look, I'm trying to
mix the two.
I'm saying I can understand where you're going that, but I will say that I still believe there's something about like the man
just, drive like, to kind of win
that like and goes towards like even motivating female athletes in the same way that like we were just talking about fucking Will Smith and like his role as King Richard. He trained and taught up his daughters to be like, you know, top fucking class athletes. But I mean, that was a father training his daughter, so there's no mix up of any issues or anything here. But what I will say that, like, again, I'm not trying to say that like that's always gonna be the case. It's gonna be the awkwardness of like a male coach gonna be like, oh yeah, I see you growing your little titties there, huh? Okay. That's gonna fuck up your balance in this fucking it's basketball, so you better take the balls down. I'm saying disregard all that. Just off of being a good coach, I feel like a male coach can learn. Like,
man, but you basing this off because as a male coach, as a male, just in general, like you're taught to win, like win, right. win. So, but women, you know, they teach kindness. Hey, if you, we just here to play, y'all. So I get what you're saying. So all women's got to do, if they had that fan killer instinct, they'd be better women's coaches than a man's over.
You're and, right.
That's all it is. You just killer instinct. That's it. That's all.
I think
women get that shit. They dominate when women's sports.
I think males are better trainers. If it was for a girl's sport,
okay.
You gonna train them to like a male's limit instead of right. like because just instinctually because you don't know what the fuck this female got in her. You know what I'm saying? All you know is training men.
Yeah, you just go.
But yeah, you're definitely right.
But when it comes to coaching. Women as a man, I feel like there's things that we don't know about women that is the same as men. Women don't know shit about, I ain't gonna say no shit about men, but right women now, don't know a lot of shit about men. Yeah. So it's like you know, shit, nigga, in the history of men, we've never been able to figure out periods. Nigga, these bitches, excuse my language, bitches is crazy. No,
like Redo was saying, yes, I do believe also, at even though I said what I said, I still will say that if there was a male head coach of a female team, he would still need like a female assistant coach because there's still parts of like the female experience going through sports that he ain't gonna understand. He ain't gonna be able to talk like she coming off and be like, yo, who's that? What's wrong? You didn't run them hurdles right. And she was like, oh, I'm cramping.
Get back on the hurdles.
What? Get over there and stretch and fix that shit out and get ready for these 400 hurdles. Get your ass up. I ain't got time for that shit, bitch.
like a pimp or something. Nigga.
Hey, because that's the bitch part. That's how the shit be, though. And then, you know,
without the bitch part, though.
And then, you know, as a woman, and that's why all these famous athletes, women now, they need that damn break because these man coaches, man, like you can't push a woman like you push a dude. It's not possible. Like you got to, like I said, it's like if they get, the women get that win and be competitive, hey, push yourself type of talk, they'll dominate women's sports because they got that advantage of knowing a woman's inside and out. Mm-hmm. Like they're dominated. They just need the killer instinct. And men need to just let them figure it out. Men get out of women's sports, like Daryl said, hey, you could be a trainer. But then women, they need to step that shit up too. Get the killer instinct. You're supposed to have that shit for your kids. And become better trainers. And everybody, we keep it moving. But women stay out of men's sports. Men stay out of women's sports.
Okay. And genders. And I ain't got nothing against y'all, man.
Yeah.
But...
We're gonna get y'all
division.
It ain't right.
Now we talking about kind of coaching. Now to go to take that and transition into like the real topic we was gonna talk about tonight. Again, to refresh everybody's memory, the video that I believe I was the one that showed, like that posted in the chat, was this video of a woman who was on TikTok talking about how she had a baby daddy who she was like, you know what, I'm gonna take you off of child support and I'm gonna help you find a new job and we just gonna be better co-parents together. Now, we had a conversation not too long ago talking about how many baby mamas and niggas should have and that dynamic, trying to make that work and everything. We were discussing the best ways to make a co-parenting lifestyle work. We kind of probably even talked about it in earlier episodes, but now talking about it, child support and talking about how to best raise children, because what usually ends up happening is child support is what the government kind of like decrees is enough for you to help the other parent, the predominant parent, take care of your child. Now, in most cases, the amount can be anywhere from, I won't say any numbers per se, but
a dollar to a couple million.
Right. So I mean, it could be ridiculous numbers. You could be fucked around and get fucked over if you put on child support by the wrong person. But I mean, if you do have a child with somebody, is that fair, or is that something that you should work out with the mother or the father, or if women are paying child support? So I'm gonna kind of give like a sandbox of what this discussion is gonna be about. Just open up to you guys, and we'll just jump into it. But child support, child raising, what's best for the child? Who is the better of the two parents raising children, the father or the mother? And yeah, that's kind of what we're gonna go into right now. What do y'all think?
Well, as a nigga who's on child support, child support is the fucking devil. That shit destroys fucking everything. As a nigga that was really on this shit for no fucking reason, like at all, nigga, that shit get ridiculous. When you think you balling, like, yeah, I'm making a good amount, them niggas taking half that shit. And then they gonna make you pay insurance, nigga. Hey, you know how much insurance is, nigga? Woo! Before you,
that nigga said they taking all that shit. Everything, nigga. Hey, 6,000 this month.
Talk about it.
Hey, talk about that pain, man.
Yeah, let that out.
Yeah. I was making, you know, which I thought I was balling, you know, and when I was in my early 20s, yeah. I was making a little over $4,000 a month. I was like, yeah, I'm balling, you know. Out of high school, you know, finished with a little bit of schooling. I'm good. Yeah. Hey, you get a girlfriend after having a kid, and then boom, now you're on child support because you ain't with the baby mama no more. Before, everything was good until you get the girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. Then you get slapped with that child support. Hey, you know what the fuck? The motherfucker didn't tell me shit. The courts didn't call. I didn't get no fucking papers. Nothing. I didn't get no court.
They just dipped in my nigga water like exactly, that, nigga. Oh, no.
Nigga, I get hit with some shit in the mail like hella months later and say, hey, I missed the payment. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And they said to call because I owe a payment. And I called them. I don't know what this even is. I said, man, I ain't ever been to court. And they said, hey, you on child support. It's your kid. You better make it get a court date. Man, I tried. Yeah. I did the paperwork for petition, all that shit. Man, they didn't give me shit. Still didn't get no fucking court date. And before the court date even was possible, nigga, they was already taking money, nigga. I mean, money was already
good. Out,
nigga.
Damn. The
niggas told me my child support was fucking $1,000 a month, nigga. $1,000 as a little nigga. And that's how much they was taking. I'm like, man, why the fuck y'all taking so much money? And then I had to pay insurance, nigga, on top of that shit. Man.
Oh,
hey, they give you no help, and then when you call,
hey,
always a bitch that picks up
for you.
Always a bitch that
picks up for you,
and you can hear their voice. They thinking, oh, this nigga a deadbeat daddy. Damn, so these bitches ain't gonna fucking help me with shit. So they like,
what's
oh,
your name?
Yeah, like you, he got it,
Mr. Johnson.
Oh, okay.
You sound like you ain't shit. Another one trying to skip out.
It sound like
give you the wrong number and shit, probably. Yep. Nigga, like, this ain't even the right department, bitch.
And all that shit.
This bitch just sent me the lawsuit down this shit. Giving me the runaround, bitch. I'm trying to. What the hell? That ain't it.
Because after all this running around, they still don't get you shit. Like, you still don't know shit. And this whole time, they taking the money. So, eventually.
How did I get here?
Yep. Hey, at one point. The money was so high. The amount was so high. Man, they was taking my taxes.
Damn, bro.
Wow. What the fuck is going on?
They trying to kill your ass.
They was trying to murder this nigga.
Oh, damn. Shit. This nigga life, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, girlfriend, though. Now you paying child support.
Oh man,
it's the cold part with these motherfuckers, man. So eventually, man, I got off the shit. I'm like, hell fucking yeah, get off the shit. So now, so I'm a little bit older now. I said, now I'm about to go get another job. So I'm working two jobs. I said, I'm about to ball out of control in a minute. So I get two jobs, right? And all of a sudden, I don't know what the fuck happened. Baby mama said that she was getting something. And I said, oh shit, I ain't got shit to do with it. Nigga, before I fucking knew it, these niggas was coming again. Talking about, oh, them niggas money. I said, man, what the fuck is this? I said, I don't got nothing.
Like, wait a minute.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I said, how the hell is this shit possible? And then, like, so for a while, like, I didn't give a fuck. I was working two jobs. I said, man, I don't give a fuck, man. I just go ahead. I figure this shit out later. Like, man, fuck it. So they taking money. So as soon as I quit that second job, man, I moved across state lines thinking I was going to be cool. Man, that shit the worst when you go across state lines and they say you're supposed to owe child support in another state. Them state lines, they don't give a flying fuck. At one point, these niggas, hey, they took every single dollar of mine and made some bullcrap insurance for a kid that was living in California and wasn't even living in Nevada. And I'm paying an insurance in Nevada for a kid that was living in California that she couldn't even use in California.
God damn.
Damn.
All because of some bullshit.
Hated you, man.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, when you call it, it's always the nigga's fault. Like, no matter what, like, man, they don't want to hear shit. Like, nigga, and then even when you do go to court, the judge don't want to hear shit either. It's like, nah, bruh, you did this shit. You fucking pay for this shit, nigga. You gonna pay. Like, niggas don't want to hear shit. Like, bro, don't but hey, man, I just fucked this bitch one time, and that was it. Why she keeps getting a damn kid? Like, this should be on her. And now I'm the bad guy, though.
Yeah.
you take care of this
one time, man.
This nigga was in the courtroom looking at the judge like, hey, man.
Yo.
I just slipped one time, man.
Like, nah, nigga, I told you.
Yeah, that's because that's what that man. It's like it's a system in place.
Yep.
Just to like benefit the women in this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like it don't matter. You can go to court first.
It don't fucking matter, nigga.
You can go to court first because I did that shit, nigga. And they was out, nigga. I'm like, nigga, I don't even want to get into my shit, but you know what I'm saying? I had my from the beginning. All the way to this point, then you want to come in talking about, oh, I'm taking you to court. I'm like, all right, go to full, you try to get full custody. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas like, nah, and you still might end up paying if you get split.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you gotta pay, nigga. Custody,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, like, the only way you're gonna get a female to pay a man the child support is if she get caught doing like some abusive shit.
Yeah, you know she gotta saying? Be off, and it gotta be off the wall, yeah, and it gotta be
exactly.
Where it's like no more hope. Like if she, mm-hmm. if she go to rehab, they don't get her the kid back.
Mm-hmm.
If she go to therapy,
soon as she get out. Yeah, this shit is
like,
wild,
like the, as a woman, like she had to really just write out, notarize, and say, "I give this kid up. I don't want this kid no more." Before she had to pay child support.
Mm-hmm. Now we laughing about it, but I was gonna say how. The fact that, for men, the reason courts kind of come down so hard on men is because there are just so many cases of men who walk away from children because
I have to argue that
I got something with that too.
But it's only because men don't look at sex like it's going to create a baby.
Yeah,
men just look at sex at like. But it's sex. It's busting a nut. You got your nut. I got mine. I'm gone. 3 weeks later, she come back and be like, "I'm pregnant." And you like, "I ain't ready for a kid. I'm not trying to raise a baby. What are you talking about?" He walks away from it. Then like, she's like, "Oh, I'm struggling with a baby now. What am I gonna do?" And the courts go, "Where's the father? What's he doing?" And then they go, "This nigga needs to help."
Yeah, he gotta help.
And in most cases, I heard stories because like some of the books and stuff that I read where they talking about like the real bad side of like shit that happens to men. I've read stories about how men who didn't even know they were on child support, didn't even know that they owed back money, then heard how much money they owed, and because they couldn't pay it, had to go, like, the only choice they had was to either pay it or go to jail. And niggas was like, bro, I'm going to jail because a woman that I had sex with one night had a baby, didn't tell me, and then the courts come looking for me for child support. I don't know about it. Then they go, I owe $25,000 or some bullshit. I don't have $25,000. And they like, oh, well, then you got to go to jail, nigga. Because I had a baby. Because I had a one-night stand with some bitch that I don't even remember her name. So that type of dynamic is crazy, where it does end up creating just animosity. Because even if you the dude that goes, okay, I could pay this back, child support, whatever it is, but now I got to go call this chick who set this up and be like, yo, do you know about this? And in most cases, what ends up happening is they don't give a fuck because they just thinking, I'm getting all this money and I don't got to do nothing for it. So they when you call or contact them, they're treated like, well, I don't know what's going on. This is what they said. This is what they said they're going to give me. So I'm not like, what do you want me to do? But
then you like can't have a relationship with the kid because it's like, what the fuck, bitch? Why the hell you tell me, man?
Right.
Now, I don't like you. You don't like me because I'm pissed because you didn't put me on child support for no reason, bitch. I don't think, like, honestly, child support should not be an option for single couples. Like, if y'all not married, you shouldn't even get child support, because anything happening, like, outside of marriage, that's just you just fucking around. If you marry and then y'all get a divorce, now you should pay child support, because now you didn't invest in shit and then y'all didn't live together, all the other shit. So y'all was a real ass couple. But all this other shit, like, nah, if you having kids and having them, you shouldn't have to pay.
You could come after somebody for child support and a nigga don't even have a job or nothing. This nigga's just a bum nigga.
This nigga working at Burger King, get $300. You come and take 290 of that shit. And then you're like, ah, damn.
That this nigga want to shoot your ass.
Oh, fuck did I do? Like, it's just ruined. This bitch just ruined my life. But all because I wanted some pussy off of 2 coronas. I'm about to knock this pussy down off these 2 coronas.
I'm off. With 2 coronas, nigga? This nigga's in a fucking sports bar. Yeah, dude. He took 2 coronas to the
neck. Just say, I'm taking it down. You know what I'm saying?
I saw some bitch. I was like, hold on, who that?
Oh,
man.
Look. Both y'all, it's like it's both of y'all fault. Both of y'all intoxicated.
Look, man.
You know I'm the raw dog. You feel me? And you just let me do. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Look man. I still don't know how, like y'all said.
Fell off your nigga.
Look, hey, edit this.
To get back on.
Okay.
Like for the woman in the video, that was like a good ass idea. I feel like it's too fucking late, but it's a great idea for her to take them off and be like, you know, instead of taking all your money like I was doing, I'm basically gonna give it back to you, but you're gonna work for the shit. So she, you know, she said she's gonna start my business, which is a great idea. I think everyone should just start a business where they do baby date or whatever the hell. Because that nigga, you're gonna get the money back. Help this nigga out. You know, and then that, you know, it might lead to something. Like, he might have hated you in the beginning, like, because y'all were just like a booty call turned up thing. But now you helping this motherfucker, and now you're like, oh, yeah, man, she really down for me. And now y'all been in a real-life relationship because you're like, you helping this nigga out. And he could come see his kid. Great idea. All but them.
Yeah.
Like, help him help you. Make it easy.
Or you just pull out, man. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, that's the natural reaction from a woman, most likely. You feel me? But, bitch, you don't know how good this shit is. You know, I mean, this motherfucker doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the last thing I'm thinking about. You feel me? I'm about to go ahead and let loose. And you feel me? Hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You feel me? Like, bitch, you know the deal. We done had this conversation before. I'm going to start getting a contract, man. Like, if you end up pregnant, that's on you. You going to get rid of this motherfucker or it's on you. All right? She going to sign it, most likely, because y'all both drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Then that shit don't hold up in court because y'all was drunk.
See? So the baby shouldn't hold up there too, right? You know what I'm saying? Hey,
he was drunk. Y'all niggas ain't married, then it's a no-go. You should have to pay.
I like that idea.
I agree. My thing is, I got to...
It's back to this shit.
But yeah, yeah, but what you like saying...
That's like a fair deal. Now you put responsibility on a woman more.
Yeah, that makes
be like, sense. Now let me choose the proper nigga first before I just start fucking niggas.
There you go.
Raw dog and shit. And now
they gonna take if I just don't like the fact that sometimes they don't even tell you you got court.
Yeah, it's they don't say shit. They don't do nothing. I think
it's like
set up. Like they don't want
like, to
get involved.
Yeah, it's like nigga, if some shit like that, it should be mandatory. That you get to court. Yeah, if I don't get the mail, you don't know if I moved or what.
You don't give a fuck.
I better have a peace officer come serve me some papers, nigga. That's the only way. Until then, if I'm keep running, you can't catch me. I can't pay. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So
it should be record of me having to pay. Yeah. Like, that's fucked up, though, y'all. We caught you now, nigga. Now pay up. Nah, man, that's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? It's wild. You gotta have some type of meeting, man.
Yeah, like
give me the opportunity to talk it out.
Marriage only, because I think it's like I said, it's a setup. Because it's a lot of more black and brown people on child support than white people. And you make as a nigga, you hate your baby mama if you on child support. You hate that beat now at that point. And a lot of times, at 9 times out of 10, man, she gonna ask you for some money for that kid. You gonna be like, man, bitch, fuck you. You got child support, and then she gonna be pissed. Yeah. Like, well, fuck you too. And then you're going to have to pay more child support.
It's going to create a
bigger division. Yeah. It's like, man, you like as a nigga, like I guarantee you struggling too. Cause I was fucking struggling. I was like, God damn, I'm fucking struggling like a motherfucker. This motherfucker, they taking every fucking thing. And she's still struggling like a motherfucker. Mm. And because we hate each other, we ain't going to help each other. Like get out of the struggle. I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm on child support. Fuck you. Like fuck all that shit. You got child support. You got $1,000. Use that shit. Like I ain't paying shit. Don't ask me for no birthday present because you already got it. I already paid the birthday this month already. You got that $1,000. That's already there. So it creates like a whole lot of hate. And then like once you get off that shit, cause like I'm off. Cause I was talking about shit in the past. I'm off, and like everything is cool. So now you know as a nigga, like I get my baby mother. Like, she needs something. Like I got it. Like everything is cool. Like she could call me and talk to me now. So she couldn't say shit to me at all. Like it's like now you could talk to me. Like now we cool. Like we got an understanding on shit.
Yeah.
But before all that shit, now I wasn't hearing shit. She wasn't hearing shit. I'm like, no, nigga, you getting child support. I'm not gonna give you extra money if you getting this shit already.
No, like y'all said earlier, it's the flip end of that is that it's so hard for a woman to almost be represented like the father has to have such a case built up of like I'm taking sole parenthood or whatever of the child because the mother is just so out of there, and you got to prove it to such a degree of almost like you almost need like pictures of this bitch in a dumpster smoking crack for them to believe that like she's an unfit mother, because like y'all said, like she's got to be abusive.
Yeah,
she got to have some kind of some like neglect or of some degree. It's got to be something to some degree where it's like, we'll give them to the father because they usually are always against the father, and
if they hate the dude in every situation. Yeah. That nigga's hated.
So, women that pay child support, because there are a few, there's such a where women will kind of treat it like, yeah, you're supposed to pay child support. You a man, you made that baby. You gotta pay child support. Whereas for women, like they complain about it and can feel the same grief that men go through, but still don't kind of understand like what that means for, you know, just the relationship dynamic of like, mm-hmm. y'all didn't work. Okay, y'all didn't work as a couple, but y'all.
Yeah, but y'all supposed to be able to co-parent, man. Don't put that nigga on child support.
Y'all need to be able to make this work so that now the kid is okay. Because y'all arguing and calling each other every other day, bitch, why the child support payments went up and you ain't tell me? And she on the other end, well, shut your ass up. It don't matter anyway.
You're pay the shit, nigga. Pay the shit.
Yeah. And then the kids in the background listening to that shit.
Like, bitch, fuck you.
And then, like, being like, damn, man. Why I gotta be in this family? But,
together? Wait a minute. Whoa. Nigga, wait a minute, nigga. Oh, damn. This nigga said the kid was just sitting there marinating that shit. Damn. Why I gotta be in this family? That's fucked up.
I guarantee you, that's how motherfucking kids do, though. Yeah. Like, what's y'all problem, man?
That's traumatizing, man. Normal
conversation about shit because y'all arguing about child support.
I can't be normal because y'all ain't fucking normal.
Mm-hmm. Why I gotta be in this shit?
now,
motherfuckers can't never agree on nothing.
Now,
nothing though.
Now to expand this conversation,
you said you was gonna take him to the park. I said I was gonna take him to the shit. Plus, I gotta work, ho.
I gotta say this.
Go ahead.
But I gotta say it. Like, I mean, my thing is this. I mean, there are cases where, you know, it's, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, it's a good dude or whatever, and, you know, they just fall out. I don't know why. The reasons, you know, can be shit. I don't know. Shit, it's random. Pick a number. But anyway.
Pay the shit.
One thing I have to say is this. Like, some of these chicks, man. And you touched on it lightly already, but they picked the wrong guys. Like, you know, this nigga is a bum nigga. You know, this nigga got no ambition, no drive, no nothing.
Ugh, this is my couch and my
bed. But, you know, he may, for that one day or one night, whatever the fuck the case may be, he looking right, smelling right, talking right. Next thing you know, fast forward to like 2 a.m, he... Oh, draining his nut center. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then she pregnant. And then my thing is this, like, the girls, they see the red flags, whatever the case may be. They see it, but they ignore it.
You knew it was bad news when you fucked this dude.
Exactly.
On his mattress on the floor.
You knew he wasn't shit from the beginning.
Some niggas like to trick him. They trick him. Some niggas be acting like they all that miss.
True.
And just to get the pussy.
But my thing is, you still see the red flags. And then I'll say this. I mean, you know, I'm all about women's choice when, as far as like having a, you know, termination.
But the nigga should have a motherfucking opinion.
You should have an opinion. I agree. So he says, I don't want no kids. And you had that baby. You shouldn't have to pay child support. That's all on you. You made that choice on your own. 100% I feel
like
on your own.
That should be some documented shit at like the first ultrasound.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, said, sir, do you want this baby?
So
sign here, sir.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the girls say, I want to go through with it.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Okay.
So I'm hurt.
You absolve all right. Sign here that you're going to be a single mother.
Yep.
All righty.
There you go. Bam.
Sir, you're free to go. You can go ahead and wash your hands right there, ma'am. I guess
I'm out of here, bitch.
Talking to you about your options for single motherhood. So you don't have to call her a bitch. You don't have to call her a bitch.
I told that bitch I didn't want that shit.
It'll save a lot of these basketball players' money.
Sir, you don't have to call her a
bitch. You was a bust down hoe anyway, bitch.
Come on, that's still necessary.
Yeah, I'm off this motherfucker. That bitch sucked my dick, bust all over her face. I'm off this motherfucker.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't, bitch. We sometimes get guys that are like that.
I'm gone. I'm gone, bitch. Okay.
But now, yeah, just to wrap it up, like,
yeah.
You know, don't, my thing is this, man. Don't, for the girls, the women, please. I'm not saying don't go out and have your fun and get the dick. Just don't get pregnant by the motherfucker.
Get the dick responsible.
And then if you do get pregnant, just go ahead and, you know. I mean, it's up to you at the end of the day, but just know what you're getting yourself into.
Get that plan B, bitch. You got 48 hours.
I'm saying. But I'm like, just know what you're getting yourself into.
Get the dick responsibly, bitch.
You don't, come on, because, I don't know. Then you can talk about how the challenges of the kid coming up and all that shit. Anyway, yeah. I'll stop right there.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's
that was the next part of the thing anyway.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you have a boy, a woman can't teach a boy how to be a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain point, you can't raise that boy no more.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, as a dude, You can't raise no daughter. At a certain point, they're going to need their mom at a certain point. So regardless of what you think, nah, I think it's impossible. Because to the degree of being a woman, a dude would never know. And that woman would never know what it feels like to be a dude.
Now, there's definitely roles in the family. The man plays one role, the woman plays another role. But do you believe that, say, for instance, the same type of idea where the guy gets custody or the woman gets custody, do you believe that the man stepping up to play both roles is better or okay. The woman stepping up?
Neither one's going to be better. It depends on what kind of kid it is.
Well, I'm just saying.
If it's a woman's going to succeed better. If it's a boy, then the guy going to succeed better.
All right, well, I'll say this then really quick. I think, though, I still believe that, like, even a girl will be raised better by a guy, a dad, because he may not know exactly what to do about a period when it comes on. He may need to, you know, get help in that realm, but I will go as far to say that, like, but she ain't going to be a hoe when she grow up. She ain't going to be a stripper.
But the bad part is, she ain't gonna really know how to be a lady though, or how to be a woman, because you can't teach her that shit. Yeah. So the shit that she needs, you ain't gonna be able to teach. So I don't give a damn how great. Like, man, like I said, man, I got girls, but I'd be damned if I could raise them right now.
Right,
it's impossible, because they're different. They think different as a dude. You no matter what, you never think like a woman. You think like a dude. Like your body and your mind is still a guy's world still. Like your body and your mind don't know the difference. So your thoughts is a nigga thought. So no matter what, if she fall and hurt herself, you gonna still, for a second, you gonna think as a dude, like, oh, get up. And then you're gonna clearly say, oh, it's my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then you still gonna be rough, because you like your senses is rough. So you gonna grab that sword and like you grabbing your son.
Get your ass up off the floor. What your ass
what you doing?
Talking about?
And then that shit gonna trigger them to be tough like a dude. And when they grow up with that shit, ain't no dude gonna want them, because they're gonna be too tough. So like you fucking your daughter up.
Yeah.
And then as a woman, that's like the same shit. Like, yeah, you might be the best mom in the world, but at a certain point, you cannot teach him the stuff that he needs in order to be a man, in order to get a woman, in order to, you know, to be successful. Like some shit that he gotta get from a man that you can't keep. Like no matter what. You could talk all you want. You could watch all the videos. It's still some shit as a nigga that you think as a woman would never ever think or ever consider to think of. And you only ask the dude these type of questions. You ain't gonna sit there with your mom. It's like we said, to tie back into the earlier, as a male, you need a male coach because you're going to tell him certain things because he's like a father figure. So same thing. You ain't going to tell your mama shit. You going to tell your dad. You want to tell your daddy shit. That's as a male. And as a woman, you ain't going to want to tell your daddy shit. It's like some shit you probably would never want to. I wouldn't want to hear some shit from my daughters when they get grown. They may not tell me they having sex. I don't want to talk about sex with them. So as a dude, that's fucked up. Because they supposed to be able to express that shit. So you can't raise them and they doing that shit. They need their damn mouth for that shit. And as a dude, as a woman, you should want your son come and say, "Hey, ma, I didn't bang this bitch out a couple times. And I banged the other chick out around the corner." You're gonna think something wrong and you're like, "Oh, you disgusted." I'm like, "Nah. He's been a dude. He's exploring his options around."
"I'll just bang this bitch out around the corner, mom."
Yeah, and then our sister said, "Come on, let's go."
"Well, Timmy, I mean, did you use protection?"
"Hell no, nah, raw dog. Bitch.
I'm just out here raw dogging, mom."
"You just said you called your mama bitch. I raw dog, bitch.
I raw dogged her, bitch."
"Damn. Oh, nigga." "He said to your dad, it's cool though. Hey, man, I raw dogged that bitch." He's like, yeah. You gonna give him a little pound. Like I said, the woman, you shouldn't want to hear that shit. So he need his daddy, and ladies need their moms.
I'm going to say this. I still believe, though, that as much as I agree with you, I still believe, though, that a dad who has, like, let's say a son and a daughter would do better than a mother who had a son and a daughter. Like, as much as his daughter may still pick up a lot of his masculine traits, I still feel like she'd still end up being... she'd be a better match for a dude versus a single mom who can kind of even, not even like I hate men, like indoctrination or some type of shit, but kind of just subtly being like, you know, trying to teach her, will teach her daughter that like, you don't need to have a man to like kind of, you know, live a life. And it's not to say that like a bitch need a man. It's more to just say that like, she will then try, like, a guy will almost come off as like, "Well, I don't need this nigga. Like, what? So what?" Like, whereas a chick who's brought up by her dad will be still kind of thinking, "I'm still trying to get a guy who's like my dad," and will kind of try to be like, you know, whatever it takes to kind of keep that dude. Whereas like a chick who raised by her mom, who's like probably even had a bunch of boyfriends come through the house from time to time, or whatever, was fucking around or was treating like, "I don't need a man" all the time, or I do fine by myself, will grow up to be like one of them bitches that's like all about her career, all about trying to be professional and shit and trying to grow in whatever, like her schooling or some shit, and then it'll turn into some nigga who's trying to get at her and she'll be like, "Oh, no, nah, I don't need you, nigga. I don't need you to be in my life. I'm good by myself." And then to talk about the guys real quick, to like raising a son, you like a guy will raise his son better than a mom will too, because a mom will kind of even raise her son almost like her man. Like, well, you know how moms will, like, I'm sure y'all heard moms, they'll call
their son husband,
like the king, or like call him like daddy or some shit like that. It's her fucking son, but it'll still call a fucking son daddy or poppy or some shit like that. And it's cute and it's whatever.
Yo, that shit ain't cute.
Yeah, it's weird because it'll start to make this little nigga start to believe that, like, then when he starts to get older, she starts to give him the role of almost like he's the man in the house. So
he's gonna run every dude that try to come in and be cool with her. And then she's gonna be so damn pissed, talking about niggas don't like me. And then he gonna grow up and hate black women, and he gonna want to date other women, and then he might not be all the way attracted to women all the way because of his mama.
That's all that shit. And then the dad who will raise his son will just, you know, kind of raise him like how he would want him, like to raise him to be a better version of himself. So, I mean, if there's any tension or whatever, it could be like this, that, you know, what it could be the dad and the son getting into it because, you know, scraps and trying to, you know, figure out who's the fucking alpha in the house. But I mean, even that can still, at the end of the day, can still be kind of worked through better than the dude who kind of grows up almost like his mom's man. Like, that nigga will never kind of have like a reasonable relationship with a woman, because it'll almost be like he go out with a bitch and they chilling, but his mom call and be like, hey, can you go pick up something from the store for me? And he like, hey, yo, I gotta go. My mom, like, she needs me to go pick up something. And he'll fucking always be there for her and always like trying to please her type of shit just because of that weirdness.
But I say, I'm still gonna stick with, I think the woman do a better job, because in my case, man, if I take care of my kids by myself, oh man, fuck that shit. I ain't got the patience for the shit. Man, I don't want to see the motherfuckers every day, all day. Nah, I don't want to do that shit, nigga. I don't want to cook for them. I don't want to think about dinner, nigga. I ain't trying to do none of that shit. You know what I fucking do? If I was by myself with no kids, whatever the fuck I see right that second, that's what the fuck I'm eating. Nigga, I don't want to plan for shit, nigga. I don't be like, oh, let me make sure we got, because, you know, you got to feed them, the kids healthy. You ain't gonna just feed them any damn thing, because then you unfit. So fuck all that shit. As a woman, I feel like she should handle that shit and be able to make sure that everything is cool, because she got the patience for the shit and then she got the understanding for the shit. Like, fuck that shit. I don't. And as a nigga, I'm gonna take that same approach, and my kids gonna be fucked over, because they all gonna be overweight, because we just gonna eat whatever. And I'm like, all right, it's good. We good. And that's going to be it.
That is good. We good.
We good.
This motherfucker eat this piece of this fucking cheese stuffed crust. Piece of
the night? All right, nigga. Cool. That's what I was thinking too, y'all.
Right.
We're going to be having pizza for breakfast with burritos on top. I'm like, yeah, man, that do sounds good, y'all. Let's get that.
The fuck you drinking that water for? We got soda over there. Go get that shit. What the fuck is you doing, kid?
Get that water out your mouth. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Knew I shouldn't have left y'all in here to be by yourself drinking
water.
So let
me actually, I got an add-on to that. So say a woman has a son, right? At what age, two questions, at what age, so say, should she automatically, you know, sign over rights to the guy?
Yep.
And if so, at what age?
4.
Nah.
I think you got to get through all the maternal shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as like if she's breastfeeding, and all that, you know, all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? I say adolescence. You know, I'm saying 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna go 6.
6.
Yeah, because you know that's 6. You know, that's for a dude, if he, especially a son. You like, it's like all right, time for sports. You know, that's like the time where you could pretend like you're doing sports like at 6. So.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, so at 6 is the age where they're maturing as boys. They become, you know, real boys. So that's the age where now it's time for you to be around your daddy now.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think that shit is ruthless to have to sign your rights over. But hey, but I think it needs to happen. Like it should be automatic. Like you did enough already. Like, yeah, it's fucked up, but now it's time for like the real molding like to take place in this situation.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she ain't got a problem with it. Shit, she could join the party too. If she can't let the kid go, you get a little outhouse in the back. There's something, I don't fucking know. Wreck something out. We can wreck her deal out.
Outhouse in the back.
Hey, what was that show? It was like, what was that show? where dude he was married and then his baby mama was living with them too.
Yeah, but that's
what you're talking about.
Oh, it was like a TV show where dude he was married and in his house his baby mama was living with him too.
I think I remember what you're talking about.
I forget the name of the show, but his baby mama was living with him.
But nigga, you know, we got the women that's like, nigga, I got my own life. I got a whole nother dude now. Like, nigga, that ain't
all right. Well, then that's even better. Then you sign it over. It's just like a done deal. Then you good.
But then you got these stubborn females that won't want to do that. They're gonna be like, hell no.
Because all right, so if she wanna use her
pride, they're gonna lose their power.
Yeah.
Because I think the kid definitely gives a woman a lot of power.
A lot of power.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fucking power. And it's like, do you think they will be willing to let that go?
Nope. Women have the kids, and because they have them, they believe that they have more ownership of the child because it
came out of their body. Yeah, nigga, that's the argument. That's the argument for the man. Hell yeah, nigga, like this
man,
that's my sperm, bitch. That's my sperm.
But none of that would have happened if I didn't bust that nut.
Yeah, if you didn't bust, it was no kid. The kid is coming out of your nuts, nigga. You shooting out millions of kids.
But then their argument gonna be it's like, well, nigga, I carried them for 9 months, nigga.
And that's fine, and that's great. Everybody appreciate it.
None of that would have happened if the man didn't bust that nut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you carry this nigga in next time,
and that's what as a dude, that's what your job is when he gets six. You carry him from all the way to becoming a dude.
Now
and like, but like, hold on, but let me get to Antoine.
Right,
like he said, like, you know, sometimes they be having, you know, other dudes. Yeah, that's fine. That's your other nigga. That still ain't that dude's son. So he still ain't thinking this kid as his son. Like, I don't give a damn what he say. I'm the greatest stepdaddy ever. No, the fuck you ain't, nigga. You got some, you thinking some shit. No nigga want to be some other kid's stepdad. Now you want your own kid. Like, you want to have your kid. You want that nigga to come out of your nuts.
Yep, yeah.
Not nobody else's nuts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So stop lying and stop pretending. Like, she's a good woman and everything, but you really don't want that kid, bro. Don't stop lying. Stop lying, bro. Deep down, you don't. You like, damn, man. I wish you thinking that whole time. Like, man, I wish I would hit this way before Brett hit it.
Yep.
You always gonna question, like, damn, I wish I would hit it before. Yep. Maybe he would have been mine. But you gonna question the shit. It's gonna come across your mind.
Yep.
But like, even if you become like the best stepdad where you got him in sports and everything, that shit still gonna be the back of your mind. Like, man, I wish he really was mine. I wish I would hit this before.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, you still have like, damn. So that's not your kid. You wish it was, but it ain't. And you know it ain't. And you thinking that shit. So stop lying. If bro want his kid, you gotta get that kid up. And like I said, hey, if the woman can't give him up, then you better move into the outhouse. That nigga ain't coming though. She can move to the outhouse, but that nigga ain't. That relationship is over at that point. And then as a dude, you should respect that shit. As a nigga coming to step in to take care of his kid. To get his kid to adulthood, you should be like, all right, bro, you right. I'm gonna go ahead and cut, and she can move into the outhouse.
So with that logic, though,
put the bitch in the outhouse.
With that logic, it kind of touches on the subject we talked about a couple weeks back. You know, it's like, so a guy with no, based on that logic, is it even worth it trying to date a single mom?
No, there's like if you're not gonna have a kid with her,
yeah.
It's pointless. It's like, dude, like, everybody wants to have a kid as a dude. Like, you want to have a son. Like, you want that feeling. Like, you can say you don't, you do. Because once you get that feeling, you're like, damn, man.
Yeah.
That was a good-ass feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, I did this shit. Like, I really did this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what. Like, you want that. And then you want to see that kid grow. Like, you're like, damn, man. This motherfucker 5. Like, damn, this motherfucker 10 now. This is my kid. Look at this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get grown and she's like, damn, either you did a good job or you didn't, but you're still gonna say, damn, like I done did some shit with this 21-year-old kid now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to look at that shit as the stepdad. And what's that nigga still, what's the real dad involved? You can never say, look at my kid and be proud about that shit. Cause that daddy said, look at my kid, because that's still his kid.
God, man. What about everybody else? What y'all thinking of? Is it worth it as a single man with no kids to date a single mom. Based on Rico's.
I don't. I don't see a problem with it. You know what I mean? But if it's like that, she definitely gonna have a kid of mine if I ain't got my own already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What if she say, I don't want one? I don't want no more kids.
She don't want no more kids.
She don't want no more kids.
That might be a problem, man.
Like you got to be, if she got kids, I don't care how many she got. If she got kids, then he got to be able to get one. It's a done deal. Dude, don't get into the relationship. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't have one, it's a problem. I don't give a damn how many times you say it, it's not going to be a problem. You're going to think about that shit down the line. Like, damn, I wish I'd have did this. I wish I'd have had that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So stop lying to these ladies. Like, yeah, some niggas that's cool with you having kids.
If a nigga don't want no kids,
oh yeah, then he good with the shit.
I can see that.
Yeah, if he don't care, then he good with the shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's pointing out outliers. Mm-hmm. We point out chances of people who might be okay with that. Twan's asking y'all like straight up you yourself, right? Twan, you asking us personally?
Yeah.
If we was a single, like single guy, no kids.
No kid
trying to hook up with a single mom,
not hook up because some people I'm just fucking
getting a relationship with.
Is it worth it? Yeah, I feel like it is.
The other add on is what if she says I don't want
don't want no more kids. She had her kids.
No,
if I want kids, I'm not doing.
It ain't worth it.
She about to turn into a bus now. I'm gonna be hitting that shit.
Nigga, you said as a marriage and everything, the whole 10 yards.
I'm saying no. But I'm saying I'm still gonna try to keep it online and tap that ass every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You feel me? But yeah, as far as trying to do all the other shit, nah, it's not gonna work. Especially if I want kids.
I agree that like
if you come up with a stipulation that you're gonna let me go get somebody else pregnant, we can still be together.
Yep, that's the only way. That's the only way.
I agree. Like
she gonna live in the outhouse.
I couldn't.
I'm just thinking. Get the outhouse ready.
Don't live in this outhouse. I could agree that like yes, if. Like, I don't think I can take a chick seriously if I'm like trying to date her and she's talking about she got a kid and she's talking about she don't want no more kids. Like, that'd probably be the end of the dating for me because it'd be like, all right, well, I mean, and like Daryl said, it'd be like, all right, well, because what I am going to say is that there are a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of different shows that will say almost like avoid single moms because it ain't worth it. I will say that there are some guys out there who will be like, you know what? That's fine. I don't want to have kids. I'm okay with raising her kid. And that does happen.
Yeah,
it's not that many. It's not that many. It's not that likely. So I don't want to paint this fairy tale of like, it's possible, girl. You going to find you a man who going to take care of you and your kids. But
the only way it's possible if, like Daryl said a few minutes ago, get that contract that he could get somebody else.
But it's got to be something that will work. But however, the fact that like that's a possibility, it doesn't outweigh the fact that like, it's not very likely. And because it's not very likely, most single mothers probably should go into dating like, yo, I'm just like, especially if she ain't trying to have kids, then bitch, you basically should just be out there like trying to be wild with it. You should just be dating niggas and fucking around. Like you shouldn't be anything serious. And that's what I suggest to guys, if they are dating a single mom, don't take it serious and just just have fun with it, because those are the ones who are the best for like kind of like just easygoing, like not like a fuck buddy, but like something comparable to that. Because like,
I get what you're saying, because it's a lot of like down ass, like cool ass, like single mothers, like, you know, yeah. they get shit. It's like, damn, bitch, you get it, right? And it's like, man, but like, yeah, man. You know? But you get it enough that, but I can't do it all the way. Like, this shit is cool, but
right.
But man, I need something else too. Like, you need to get that contract. Like Daryl said, get that contract.
This contract. She chill.
Yeah, but like, fucking, yep.
She got a kid, so she's like, it's not like she's always sweating you for like attention or time, because she's got her own responsibilities anyway.
Yep.
And then on top of that, like. Because she
be hustling.
She has a kid. She's gotta have a job that like,
and she know how to suck dick.
They
be the one.
That's the one.
They be the one. Yes, sir. They suck the soul out of your dick.
You're not lying there.
It's like, man, bitch, why you gotta be a soul sucker though?
Soul.
And when it's time to get it in, they be wild with the shit too.
Yep.
It's like, nah, nigga, you gotta come to the house. The kid's here. Fuck this shit, nigga. Lock the door, and we gonna get it on right here, right now.
Right now.
She be ready.
And it's going down.
Yep. She's
crazy with it, because she ain't had it in a minute, or if she did, the last guy was lame or some shit.
Yep. And now she giving you the special treatment.
Yep.
Man, if you tear that ass up good enough, man, she walking around, teeth just shaking, just flying
out. Then she gonna make you some pancakes in the morning.
Hell yeah, and some bacon.
Woo! Extra crisp.
Fresh squeezed orange juice. So here you go.
I need some scrambled eggs with that bitch.
Yeah, hey, if you hit it good enough. So when you already hit it good
fact,
enough,
if she makes fact, make it really fancy. Good, make it fancy, bitch.
No, nigga, fuck that.
Throw some green onions and some parsley over my shit, bitch. Make it look
pretty. Everybody don't cook like that, nigga.
Fuck that.
But if you're feeling really good and she gave you breakfast, man, she gonna blow you while you're eating breakfast after she didn't gave it to you. Send you on your way. She gonna say you ain't happy. That's how niggas get caught. That's how they keep coming back. And then now you meet the kid, like, damn, I didn't met this motherfucker now.
Yep.
Like, now I'm here now. Well, now this nigga didn't see me.
All I'm saying is, daddy, bitch, leave me alone. I'm eating. Fuck that. Like, this shit
happened. Maybe with the wild shit, because, you know, they got to get it in like immediately. It got to go. And then they got to get it. They got to keep it. They got to just flow with it.
Man, I had one suck me so good, nigga. I'm talking about come get the warm towel and all the shit, clean this shit off for you. Then you just sit there like, damn.
What's this?
What's going on?
You
didn't even give me no cold. You gave me a warm one.
In the cold part, it'd be warm like from the barbershop. Yeah, you know, when you put on your beard, that's how it be going wrong. He's like, still
still sucking the tip.
Hey, exactly.
Cleaning you up.
Oh, damn, bitch. This bitch is the devil, nigga. Like,
goddamn. Hey, and then she walked off naked, his butt booty naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know,
might, right. She might tell you to slap it again too.
Yeah,
slap this one. Like,
then that breakfast, cause she gonna have that rose by the door that she gonna throw for breakfast. She's still gonna be naked. Man. You throw that ass up, so she gonna go downstairs cooking breakfast naked. Kids gonna go sit and eat, and you be like, damn. She gonna come back up and feed you, and then you gonna hit it again, cause you like, damn, this bitch is wild. Cause she's still naked.
Wow.
Cause she's still naked. This motherfucker.
That come fuck me robe on, huh?
Yep, exactly. Mm. He's like, damn, bitch, this how you got all these kids. Like, I know how.
All right, man. Look, we've been talking for a good minute now. This is probably a good spot to kind of wrap it up. We've covered all the topics, covered them all well, I believe. Does anybody have any closing remarks, closing statements before we finish it out?
child support devil. Niggas shouldn't get put on that shit. Bitches, stop being bitter. Stop being angry. Stop shit being bitter. Didn't work. It just didn't work.
God damn.
Nigga, child support. Hey, now you did. It's your fault.
You did something
wrong, bitch. It's your fault. You should have sucked this dick right.
Woo! God damn.
Or like DJ Daryl said, get that contract.
The contract, bitch.
Yeah, if you still want to be part of this nigga life,
what's going on?
Get that contract. And women, stay out of men's
sports. That's what
I'm saying. Man, stay out of women's sports. And create that division for the trans population.
Genderless. Yeah. Gender, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
So, and man, that's about it for me.
All I'm about to say is, man, I'm trying to get that outhouse built, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a bitch in the outhouse.
A bitch in the outhouse.
In the outhouse. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have all the amenities, bitch.
Kids. Let me take care of everything.
Nigga, the outhouse ain't got no amenities, nigga. That's
hey, my shit going to have amenities.
Yeah,
my outhouse is different, nigga.
From
you try to act like I'm about to have these bitches living like slaves or something, nigga. Get that shack, bitch.
I'm gonna be fancy.
Some cut up pork.
They're the two faced towels. They're gonna have three, nigga. Right, nigga.
Yeah. Make sure that pussy clean. Get back to Charlotte.
Soap, nigga.
Get your ass back here, Charlotte.
Dove soap, nigga.
Charlotte.
All right.
Get to the back. Don't you even walk through the house? You go all the way through the driveway, bitch. Get to that back out. All
right, man. Treat that bitch like a straight nigga in the 40s, nigga.
Got a chain.
Bitch, you come through the back door.
got my paddle.
I ain't gonna be that crazy. She can cut the room of the house. Yeah, she can come cook.
Yeah, so.
Go home.
Fuck.
He said, "Did she go home? Get to the L house." He said, "Go home, like the bitch ain't living in the outhouse."
Hey, because you know, because your baby mama for a reason, and that's it.
Go home,
do something right. She's like, bitch, I still don't like you like all the way like that. So it's cool, but bitch, get back to the outhouse, bro. You know, still is.
Oh,
I just like fucking you on occasion. Get to the outhouse.
Get back
in.
No.
Like, take your ass back in the cave. Get your ass back in the cave.
Bitch, you making too much noise back there.
We ain't dinner.
Throw a rock at her outhouse, nigga.
Get all that shit down, bitch. What the fuck going on back there?
Calm that shit down, bitch.
Pull out that extension cord. You ain't gonna have shit, bitch. Nigga out there in his drawers, taking shit out the outlet.
God damn, doing her ass dirty. God damn. Oh, shit.
Bitch,
I don't look at that shit. Oh, shit. Look, man, look, let me wrap the show up. Let me wrap it up, man. Look, this is a good fucking episode. This is a good episode. Look, y'all,
for you tonight,
if y'all got any questions,
I shut this whole outhouse down, bitch. Don't you ever play with me.
Matter of fact, bitch. I'm going to the electrical box, nigga.
Shut up, nigga.
Flip that breaker outhouse, nigga.
Some breaker to say outhouse.
Come on. Nigga, you made that shit yourself.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, print it out the sticker.
Yeah, that shit that's what I'm saying.
All right,
look, shut up. All right, look, man. If y'all want to contact us, hit us up at the High Guys Podcast on Instagram. We're gonna have a Patreon pretty soon here. You can see your questions or your concerns or like inquiries or some shit. Hell, if you seem like an interesting enough person, we might have y'all on as a guest. So definitely hit us up, the High Guys Podcast, on Instagram, or that Worm Guy on Instagram. You can hit me up. I'll hit you back. But anyway, like I said, this has been the High Guys Podcast. We'll smoke with you next time. Deuces.
Shout out to Will Smith.
A real nigga. A real nigga.